When it comes to seafood, soft shell crab embodies that meat-centric term, nose to tail eating. Even fried and sandwiched between slices of white bread, they still resemble little critters. But as New York Times food writer Mark Bittman said about a soft shell crab sandwich, cruelty never tasted so good. Soft shell crab are now in season, and chef Michael Crisotti of the Mermaid Inn has them back on the menu. He's here today to talk about preparing soft shell crab for this week's Last Chance Foods. Welcome to WNYC, Michael.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Let's start with the basics. What is a soft shell crab? Is it a type of crab or just any young, immature crab?
Soft shell crabs are basically the traditional blue crab that is in the molting stage, where it loses its shell. And what they do is they put the hard shell crabs in pens, and they wait for them to molt or lose their shell. And they have to be taken out of the water within an hour after losing its shell, or their new shell will become hard, leathery, and not palatable. So it's all very much monitored, like every hour when they shed their shell, and then they're packaged then.
Is soft shell crab a delicacy that can only be had by farming crabs? It would be too tough
It would be too tough to do unless out in the wild. You would maybe get, you know, I would say out of a batch of crabs, maybe you would get 5% of them that are in that stage. Once they're out of the water, they can't grow back the shell and it will get hard.
Huh. So it's very, very specific.
Yeah.
So it must have been a delicacy that grew out of the industrialization of crab farming.
Yes.
My producer, Joy, spoke with Louis Razzo, the owner of F. Razzo & Sons, about soft shell crab. He told us that on a busy day, he sells as many as 7,200 soft shell crab to restaurants. He explains here why they get bigger as the season progresses.
As the month of May comes to an end, the cycle reverses itself, and there's a lot of larger crabs that are shedding their shell and not a lot of small crabs.
So does the size of the crab affect the taste or the tenderness? Or are they in an inherently tender stage because they're molting?
Tenderness, they're roughly all the same, but as far as how much meat you're going to get, I mean, generally, the largest size you can get is called whales.
And really? That's funny.
Yeah. The soft shell crabs are, they go by sizes, but sizes generally mean the diameter of the shell, how many inches across, and a whale will be something about 5.5 inches in length, whereas the one most commonly found in restaurants will be a jumbo, and it's 4.5 to 5 inches
in
length.
Is that what you use?
That's jumbo? What we use.
Louis Razzo also told us why, when preparing soft shell crab, you have to start by cutting off the face of the crab. Here's what he says.
If you don't cut the eyes out and you cook it, they'll pop in the frying pan, and that's how you burn yourself.
No kidding.
Yeah. When you get a delivery of soft shell crabs, they come pretty much alive, but they don't move until you touch them. Once you touch them, they start to wake up, as you would say. They have to be kept moist, so they're usually packed in wet newspaper. What you do to clean them is I use a scissor. I found this scissor is more easy than a paring knife because, first of all, you have to take the face off, kind of like hockey, a face off.
Uh-huh.
And then you remove the lungs. By lifting up the sides of the crab, you can, the lungs are right there exposed, a little membrane, and then just taking off what they call like the abdomen part, a little piece off the tail.
And why is that? Just it's tough or it's inedible? Or
you don't want to eat soft shell crab with the lungs in it. It has a distinctive taste. What I do and what most people should do is don't clean the crab until you're almost ready to use the crab.
And what's your? You mentioned frying. Any other way that you like to prepare soft shell crab?
I like. I've done them fried. I've done them sautéed. I've done them grilled. My favorite is fried.
And that's actually dumping them in hot oil, breading them, or
usually I just clean them, marinate them in a little bit of buttermilk, and then put them in a seasoned flour and deep fry them.
Michael Crisotti is the chef of the Mermaid Inn, which has locations in Greenwich Village, the East Village, and the Upper West Side. Thanks for coming in today, Michael.
Thanks for having me.
To learn more and to get a recipe for soft shell crab, click on culture at WNYC.org. I also blog about my Last Chance Foods interviews. Check it out under Amy's Food for Thought. This is WNYC.